Blog Talk Radio.
Almost got lost in the sauce today. What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri, and Coco is gone. Y'all know that? Did y'all know? Y'all knew. Stay tuned for the giveaway to find out where in the world is Coco this week and why. I got lots of new giveaway prizes. But, of course, today we are talking about Return to Tiffany's. And if you don't know about that event, you are in for a treat because I got lots and lots and lots to tell you. I almost went live on Instagram so y'all could see the stuff, but then my hair looked like a bald head scallywag, and so I ain't even want to do y'all like that, so I ain't do it. Of course, first up is what's in my cup. I give you five guesses. Yeah, you're right, coffee. And today I am drinking Cafe Bustelo, and I'm really enjoying it because it has my favorite peppermint mocha in there. Like, ooh, you know, you can't go wrong with peppermint mocha. And now it is the season. I know most people are like, oh my God, it's pumpkin spice season. However, I am one of those people that have never had anything pumpkin spice. Nothing. Not a cookie. Nothing. So I am still a pumpkin spice virgin. However, someone did recently buy me a coffee. Shout out to you, Sherry. I really appreciate you donating to me and the show. I'm going to buy me some pumpkin spice something, and I'm going to try it. And if I hate it, I'm going to tell you about it. So, Cherise, I'm on your ass, girl. I'm going to find out if we like pumpkin spice for real. I know you told me to try something, so I'm going to try it just because Cherise said she liked it. So, yeah, Cafe Bustelo with peppermint mocha cream. And let me take my first sip. You ever watch YouTube videos where the people be eating and they be like, the first bite goes to you? No, the first sip, the first bite is mine. You can have a second, but the first one is mine. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Nice and hot. I don't do much iced coffee. However, your girl, the planner guru, Nicole, was at the event whipping up those iced coffees as soon as you walk in the door so you can get your fix. And, of course, I had one. I think this time she gave me oat milk in mine, a caramel something with oat milk. It was really good. It was really tasty. And I, like I said, I am not an iced coffee girl. I am really just all for just regular hot coffee. I mean, I don't do black coffee. I got to have a little cream. I prefer flavor. I can do it without, but I prefer flavor. So anyway, what you came here for is the tea on the event. Before I get started, let me go ahead and give you the number in case you'd like to call in. Maybe. In case you'd like to call in, the number is 515-602-9680. If you were there, if you wanted to be there, if you wished you were there, if you have a question, comment, or concern, call in. Have some fun with me. It's just me today, so we ain't got no rules, we ain't got no balls, and we ain't got no time limit. So come join me. All right. So the event is called Planners at Tiffany's, and because this is the second one, I want to call it their signature event. I've been to several events that the group is the Georgia Planners and Crafters. I've been to several of their events, and matter of fact, I'm going to cry like if I don't get the ticket because their events are ones that I want to go to. It's a little, out of the way, maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours drive, but it's been worth it every single time. Every single time, the vibes are always there. The people are always there. The event is always magnificent. So anyway, it's hosted by the Georgia Planters and Crafters, and they have a phenomenal admin team. I'm going to leave somebody out, so I don't want to say no names, really. But they have a phenomenal admin team. USA bestselling author Hildy McQueen. We got Janin. We got Myrna. There's two more that I am forgetting, and I always forget it. Dang it. That's why I ain't want to name no names. I'm sorry. I love you. Don't think I don't. Jane? Maybe one is Jane. Did I make that up? I might have made that up. I did. Anyway, the point is, phenomenal set of admin. Oh, Cindy. And they go over and beyond every single time. So I want to talk today about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And remember, we're a little messy, but we're not malicious. So anything that I say, laugh at it. Just give yourself the laugh you deserve, of course, but don't take it to heart too bad. Unless, of course, it is bad, and then I want you to, because, fuck it, I ain't sponsored. So, of course, starting with the good, the whole event was bomb. The event was bomb. We started off, we had the hostess with the mostest. Jen was there. She is the creator of Smarty Pants Creation. And I lucked out because I got a chance to sit at her table. And she always, always, always goes above and beyond. There were so many boxes. We got a tumbler. We have boxes of sentimental things that went to the movie. So have you ever seen Breakfast at Tiffany's? I must admit, I didn't watch it until Friday night. And, I watched it maybe Thursday night. Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday night I watched it because I wanted to get some table mate gifts and put a pin on that because we are definitely going to talk about table mate gifts. But I wanted to get some table mate gifts that kind of went with the event but were still kind of useful. And so, table mate gifts are kind of hard, right? Like, you don't want to just give them some bullshit. You don't want to, I don't know. But I asked Let It Be Known, B from Let It Be Known, Let It Be Known stickers to make some Planner at Tiffany's sheets. And she did, and they were really cute. They had my Instagram handle on the bottom, had her name on the bottom, but I just felt like that wasn't enough. Of course, why do the least when you can do the most? Because I could have done the least. Anyway. So the movie, if you've never seen it, it is about a young lady named Holly Golightly. Holly Golightly is this bougie white chick. Living her best life. She's in New York. She has thoughts of glitz and glamour. She's out all night talking to all these men. Of course, the men want some cootie cat when they get done buying her dinner. Really, all she's doing is taking their $50 for the powder room. And then when they get to the door, she leaves them outside and they're mad because they ain't getting no cooch. But she meets a guy in her neighborhood. And, not in her neighborhood, like in her building. He just moves in, and they become friends, like real friends. And after they become friends, after they become friends, they, they kind of fall for each other. You know how y'all rom-coms get with that romance. Y'all know how I feel about all that. But they have, their little romance, and they go and they say they're going to have a date where they do a bunch of stuff where they've never done anything things that they haven't done before. And they just have a good time. So they go to Tiffany's because that's her favorite place. She's like, nothing can ever go wrong when you go to Tiffany's. And so she goes. And when they go, he has a Cracker Jack ring. They get it engraved. Super long story short. And I guess I am going to spoil the movie for you. So spoiler alert. But if you ain't seen it in all these years, bruh, you ain't going to watch it. And if you do watch it, it's okay if you know the end. Because it's still a really funny movie to kind of watch. So anyway, come to find out, Holly Golightly is some country bumpkin, Lula May somebody. And her husband, who is 40 years older than her, come and is like, you got to come home and blah, 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 blah. And she basically decides she don't want to go home. Hurt the little boy feelings that she liking in the neighborhood, you know. And you know the rest of the story, right? People have a problem. They break up. And, of course, they get back together at the end. Happily ever after, right? But anyway. So there were a lot of themes to pick up on, but the main theme, which I really, really enjoy, that they brought out at the event, like a big major theme of it was doing what you love, doing something for yourself. Because no matter what, Holly Golightly or Lula May somebody, she wasn't going to let the world dictate to what she had going on. She was absolutely determined to do what she needed to do, even if it was be a gold digger and marry rich, so that she would be able to take care of her brother when he came home from the military. So she did what she wanted to do. She even says at some point in there, it's fun being getting looked at sideways, basically, when people don't know what's going to come out your mouth, you know. And, you know, I really had that problem, especially being diagnosed with ADHD after I got sober, right? Like, I didn't realize that smoking weed was really coping mechanisms for my ADHD tendencies, right? And so after I got sober, which I've been sober for a year, thank you so much for everybody who called me, who DM'd me, who liked my story, who sent words of encouragement, who told me that they were their own struggles with marijuana use or whatever your drug of choice is, alcohol or whatever. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm here for you if you need me. All you have to do is, you know, my favorite thing to do, slide in my DM. And I'm here for you. I even give you my phone number if you need it, because that's what Planner Friends do. Planner Friends make the best friends. And if anybody is out there struggling with any kind of addiction, I'm here to help. You just let me know, because we plan to be sober over here too. Anyway, so back to the point. Not knowing that I was ADHD and knowing that the weed was helping me cope with those things, sometimes I don't have that feel that I used to have, because the weed would help me be like, girl, don't say that. But now I'd be like, huh, that don't make no sense. Or, you know, what are you doing? You know, and yes, I know the grammar was wrong. I know. So anyway, so that was one of the things that I really loved. So at the beginning of the event, Janet, the hostess with the mostest, she definitely set it up so that we knew where the theme of the event was going to go about betting to yourself. We had a sparkling grape juice toast, and it was cheers to us, right? Cheers to doing what we need to do, to breaking out, to having some fun. And I can tell you that event, I had fun, just genuine fun, something that brought me joy. So, of course, the good was the people, the speakers, the crafts. So the speakers, were Planner Guru. I mean, the baby girl had it, right? She had it. She was on point. She had her speaker notes. I mean, it felt like it was an outline. You know, I'm thinking with my teacher brain, like you had the big point and then the 1, 2, 3 up under, and then the 1, 2, 3 had the ABC. She had her point. And I can share with you that she talked about, stepping out of your comfort zone to have fun, to give, be willing to try, be willing to fail, be willing to take a chance on you. She talked about allowing yourself to have all kinds of fun. She talked about the three types of fun that she has. Simple fun, good fun, and big fun. And if you like me and Janet, we told our age, because when you think of big fun, who did you immediately think about? What? Yeah. No, you didn't? I did. I thought about the Huxtables and the big fun Vanessa was going to be having. And then, of course, it also made me think about Theo and his shirt. But anyway, neither here nor there. So she talked about simple fun just being anything that, you know, she can have fun in, you know, in her regular everyday life. And then good fun is like hanging out, doing things that, you know, require a little planning. And the big fun are like big planning opportunities, things that take maybe a year to get to. And I really like that take on it of thinking about the three aspects of it. I think that all of that shit bring you joy. All of it can bring you joy. All of it can be fun. Listen, many of us are in these planners because it's fun. It's fun to us. It's peaceful. It brings us joy. Some of us, it's cleaning. That brings you joy. That simple fun that you can do to make sure that, you know, you taking care of you. You know, taking care of yourself is not always pedicures and back rubs. Sometimes taking care of you is putting on an audiobook, closing the door, and listening to your book while you play in your planner, while you lay down some stickers that speak to you. Sometimes taking care of yourself is cutting some stickers out. Yes, you can use your Cricut. Yes, you can buy them already cut. But sometimes cutting is so peaceful. You just think about it. You just cutting, and you don't think about how stressed out you are. You just take your mind off of it, and you do something. That is also taking care of you. Sometimes taking care of you is cussing a motherfucker out and telling them, I got to go. I can't talk about this today. It just depends, you know. But either way it goes, you got to take care of you. Another way to take care of you is drink some damn water. Bruh, y'all pee stank. Your pee stank. Drink some water. Okay. All right. So anyway, they talked a lot about that. Then we had the amazing opportunity. I guess Tisa wouldn't be considered, this is Tisa, wouldn't be considered a speaker, but she was definitely the craft, but I feel like it spoke to us because it made everybody. If you ever been to one of them events, you know that shit is loud because it's like 100 ladies talking to another set of, you know, ladies at the table, and we're all excited and it can get loud, baby. This is Tisa came, and what she did was she provided for all of us a luggage tag and the stones, the glue, everything that you needed in order to bling out your own luggage tag with your initial. And she taught us how to do it. It actually seemed pretty easy. Baby, as soon as everybody got them things in their hand, the room was silent. A hush fell over the crowd. Nobody was worried about anything. They were all trying to get those luggage tags done. And, of course, we had a few people that kept working on it to make sure that theirs was done. Was mine done? Of course not. Don't be silly. As Christian would say, But I had fun doing it while I did it. But I needed to do it where I had some coffee and I could listen to my audiobook. That's the kind of thing I want to do. So I'm going to definitely finish it, and I'm really motivated to do it. It was so that's my first time ever blinging anything. So I actually had to call my sister on FaceTime because she blinged cups. And she blinged me this big-ass, tall, 30-ounce cup. And I always talk smack because I want a cup with my name on it. And she's steady like, hey, you got a cup. You got a cup. And she making cups every day. But I did that one little line on my outline of my letter. And I was like, oh, fuck this. I need help. I need some coffee. I need a book. I need something. So I called to tell her thank you for her hard work and her dedication. And I really, really appreciate her all the time, all the time. So shout out to you, Sean. Shout out to you, Mrs. Tisa, for teaching us all how to bling something out and not making me feel stupid while you do it. Hold on, let me take a sip of coffee. Oh, yeah, that's good. Because sometimes people can teach you something and just automatically make you feel slow when they're teaching you. Like, damn, you don't know how to do it? No. I hate when people ask you to be honest with them. Like, yeah, you can tell me anything. I don't know how to play spades. What? You don't know how to play spades? Now, listen here. You just told me I could tell you the truth. How you going to judge me because I don't know how to play spades? I'm sorry. I forgot. I played when I was 10. I'm 40. I don't know no more. I got an idea. I taught. I tried to teach myself last Thanksgiving. But anyway, the point is, we're practicing. But she gave us the materials. It was plenty to take home. She is sponsored by Beacon Glue, and I showed my sister, and she was like, yeah, Gym Tech. So I don't know if you know, but apparently it's really good. Check out This is Tisa on Instagram. Also, The Planner Guru on Instagram. Follow them. This is Tisa goes live, I think she said, every morning with her followers. And one of my table mates was really excited about that. Like, can I get a picture? I love watching you in the morning. So I thought that was really cool. Let's see. Another thing that was on the good list, was the tables. Can we just talk about tables for a minute? I know you've been to Go Wild. I haven't, but I know you probably have. Or you've been to a planner event where they have tables. What I really, really loved was that, A, I did not have to bowl anybody over or rush the room to try and get at a good table because all the tables were bomb as fuck. Like, every table was on theme. You know why? Because the host, I mean, they are hostesses. But hostesses makes me think of snack cakes. But anyway, all of the admin team, they got together and clearly had a working amount of stuff to make all the tables look cohesive and look really good. I love that. Then the people that sponsored tables understood the assignment. Hey, This is Tisa had white cups with Tiffany blue blings with everybody's name on their cup. You hear me? You hear me? I mean, they had planner bags. They had planners. They had, I don't even know. I mean, it was so much stuff on those tables. So much. Vodka and Tonic Designs always does an amazing table. The Cuteness Boutique, amazing table. When I say they were nice, they were nice. I'm not lying. I will post pictures on my Instagram feed today. Some of them I took. Some of them I will steal from the group. letting you know ahead of time, I'm stealing your pictures. I can't promise I'm going to give you credit because I don't know everybody's name in relation to their Instagram name, but I will put in there that some of these pictures may be stolen and I don't claim the rights to any of them. I think that's how I would have to do it. But it was, I mean, it was just so pretty. Like, it was like a sea of that. Y'all call it Tiffany blue. I secretly still call it turquoise because, baby, that's my color. I mean, I should have worn my turquoise crocs, but I wore my Daisy Jones and the Six t-shirt just because I was feeling real chill. It was really, really pretty. It was really, really pretty. When someone sits at your, when you sponsor a table for an event, your people need to be transported, right? You are supposed to spoil those people because you will forever have a customer. I sat at Sugar Pop Fizz's table at the Hogwarts event in January. Can I tell you, I've been ordering from her every month since? Every month since? Yeah, because I saw the quality of her product. I saw how much she thought about us when she provided those products, and it made me want to continue to shop. I just think I don't think that some people understand what it's supposed to look like. Let me see, table sponsors. I can't even tell you who they are. Myrna, that's another one of the admins. Yay, I didn't forget them all. It was so nice. I think the tables are supposed to transport you to a place where you can, yes, JC, table sponsorships are like freebies. And we're going to talk about freebies and swag. We're going to talk about that. The tables were really nice. Let's also talk about one of the good things being the vendors. So the vendors were INTCO. That is USA best-selling author Hildy McQueen's husband, Kurt. He is always so good to me. He always, you know, he's like, go ahead and pay it now or go back to your seat and come back. I know you're here. You're coming to all the events. Like, they remember you. Copper Peony, listen, let me tell you what customer service is. At one of the events, I said, hey, I see that you're selling shirts, but you don't have any plus-size shirts. And I am a plus-size woman who would love to wear your shirt. She has never said, oh, no, I don't get that size. She said, you know what? I'm going to make that happen. The next time that I saw her, even though she did not have it at the event, she said, you know, I can put in an order and mail it to your house. Did she charge me extra? Absolutely not. That is customer service. That is customer service. So please be sure to check out the Copper Peony. She is a beast with them cups, honey. You hear me? She got cups on cups on cups. She got the cups with the ice on the top. It looked like the ice. She got, leopard and all kind of fancy designs. So be sure to check out the Copper Peony. Next up, there was the Cuteness Boutique. We all know Trika get down with those dolls, honey. She had dolls. She had containers. She had planner clips. She had pens. She had everything that the store offered. She had it there. And it wasn't overpriced. And, just go to thecutenessboutique.com and use code ERICA20 and check it out. Get you a discount. and see. Then Bakken Tonic Designs was there. She had a fat ass stock. I mean, sheets on sheets. I couldn't, it took so long for me to get up there. I had to go while they were like sneaking and dancing or something just so I could get to any of these tables, by the way. Like while everybody was blinging, I had to go shop because that was the only time that the tables weren't stupid crowded. Who else was at the end after Vodka and Tonic? Was that it? I feel like I'm missing somebody. Either way it go, I shopped from everybody, period. I was asking people to, I was asking people to donate funds to my I Want to Go Shop fund. And so I got a lot of donations. Shout out to my crew. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all for funding my sticker habit until I find me a sticker daddy because I need that. Let's see. Another good thing. Dang, ain't gonna have nothing left for the bad list, huh? Another really good thing that I loved. Two things. Well, two things in one. I don't know if you guys know about, you probably do know, but anyway, you know how I feel about watching people eat. I love it. I love to see people eat. I love to see people enjoy their food. Not mukbangs where they're doing all that slobbering and sucking and all that in the fake over-dramatized sense. I love to see it when they're actually doing it because they enjoy what they're doing. That's what I like to see. So they had a charcuterie board, an individual charcuterie board, and it had like two or four pieces of meat, two crackers, some cheese, some grapes and raspberries. It was just a little snack to tide you over. They had waters and stuff just to tide you over maybe before the speaker or right after the speaker. I'm not sure. I don't recall. Then for lunch, I loved it. They had individualized boxed lunches. It was from the Honey Baked Ham. They had ham, turkey, and the best part about it is they had a vegetarian option for the vegetarians. It wasn't no, oh, we forgot. It was like, we thought about you guys ahead of time, and we provided something for you, not just you don't get a sandwich. You can eat the chips. No, it wasn't like that. I really love the fact that they actually considered everybody's dietary thing. So they had ham, they had turkey, and then they had the vegetarian option. They had chips, they had a dessert in there, they had water. I think they had some other beverage options. Of course, because it was in the church, it wasn't no liquor, but I had some liquor in my box. Did you hear me? I had liquor in my box because, you know, I'm telling you, Smarty Pants Creation did the damn thing. I mean, when you think about that time period with Holly Golightly and the, I mean, they almost look like flappers, right? But, I mean, they just look so classy and upbeat. They had the long thing, you know, all the cigarettes. We ain't smoking out cigarettes on hers. But, I mean, you think about the liquor. they was drinking, baby. You and me, they was drinking. So I was provided with a beverage in my box. I ain't drinking. Hallelujah. So I thought that was really good for the lunch. Nobody had to touch anything. Nobody had to touch anybody else's food. Nobody had to wait in long lines. It was more than enough. Nobody was without. I really, really, really loved that part. Now, let's see. I don't know if y'all know, Georgia Planters and Crafters are known for their prizes. Known for it. going to their events, I am banned from winning anything good because I won a wagon. I won a Cricut Joy. We won a planner cart. Yeah, so we banned. This time I won a sticker book and 55 won a bag, a planner bag. It's really cute. It was good. It was good. However, whenever there, I mean, somebody won a wagon, somebody won a Kindle Fire, somebody won a bottle of Tiffany perfume, somebody else won, did I say a wagon? Somebody won a go-getter bag. I think it's called the Peyton bag. It's a really nice bag. Lots of happy planners given out. A Louis Vuitton planner dupe was given out. I mean, it was just so much stuff. I think Real Talk, Real Plans is going to sponsor. I'm going to figure out how I can do that because I really love the idea of that. You know, getting your name out there and do it. Now, let's go with the bad. It's not really bad, but it's the only thing that I can call bad. The one bad thing that I would say is that since I have been really examining the usefulness of planner shop freebies and what freebies are for, how they are used, I'm starting to look at swag a bit differently. So hear me out. I think, I don't know if JC was on the show when we talked about it, Plans and JC, but she lets me nerd out with her about planner freebies all the time. So when you get a shop freebie, what makes freebie a good freebie for you or a piece of swag? What makes it good for you? If you're listening live, you can call in and let me know. The number again is 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. So, and my question is, when you think about planner freebies, what is a good planner freebie to you? Why do we even need them, right? Like, it's a norm to get a freebie. If you get a package and you don't get a freebie, you're like, what the fuck? Where my freebie at? So as we've been talking about it, I've been really thinking, if you give me a small sticker sheet with a checkbox, a purple dinosaur, and a squiggly line, does that tell me what your shop offers? If so, thank you. If your shop offers so much more than that, you really missed the mark, because I could have had so much more to do. You could have had another customer if you would have shown me. For example, I won't mention the shop's name, but for example, in one of the swag bags, and I guess this isn't bad, it's just an observation from me, of course. And, you know, who am I? No fucking body, right? I mean, I'm somebody to me, but anyway, you get my point. Okay. So, one shop gave a journaling card. It's a really cute journaling card. However, the shop is not a journaling card shop. The shop is primarily a sticker shop. So if you just gave me a journaling card, you missed your mark to show me the kind of stickers that you provide. I went through all of the swag that we got, and I compiled a small list of shops that really showed what they had. And I'm going to start with the best. No, the shop is, I've never shopped there actually, but I'm going to start with the best. The best swag in terms of showing me what your shop has to offer. Now think about it from that perspective. Showing me what your shop has to offer. The best shop was Happy Dia. Maybe Happy Dia Designs. I'm not sure. But it's HAPPYDAYA. I'm sure if you type it in Google or Etsy or Instagram, you'll find it. Let me tell you why they were the best. They provided like two super, super mini sheets with some characters and some little stickers. Then they provided two, like maybe middle finger length sheets, maybe a little longer than that, quarter sheets, I guess you could call them. And on the sheet, it talked about the types of subscriptions that they offer you each month. It was like, hey, we have five types of subscriptions. And then it had a couple of stickers. And then it said like, oh, these two standard and standard vertical have 1.5-inch boxes. And then on the sheet, guess what there was there? 1.5-inch boxes. Then it said, we also offer a Hobonichi kit. And then it had, what? Tiny-ass boxes for a Hobonichi kit. And then it said, maybe a journaling kit. And it had, like, those ripped, torn pieces to give you an idea of what they offer. And I thought that was so freaking smart. It was literally advertising in a small package. Isn't that what swag and freebies are supposed to be for? When these shops do shop swaps and stuff, isn't that what it's supposed to be for? I know. I don't even want to hear it. I'm thinking way too hard, way too deeply. But listen, that's why I got a show. I can talk about it if I want to. But that's what it is. Tipsy Dog Designs provided a whole kit, even walked around and, like, Do you mind my cousin? Do you want a little sass? I didn't say I met her. I met her. And I kind of like stand out because I watched her YouTube for so long. And I was like, how's your nephew? Like, I was really invested, right? So she offered a kit. Hildy, USA bestselling author, Hildy McQueen, does it every time. She's going to give you a book. She's going to give you a pen. She's going to give you a bookmark that says, this is where you find my book. I am USA bestselling author Hildy McQueen. And you know she says it all the time because I can't say her name without saying it. Listen, they need to take you need to provide an example of what the best example for the most amount of money of what you offer in your shop in order to get it. Anika's Creative Closet gave you some cute dolls, a beautiful journaling card, a couple of florals. That's what you're going to find in her shop. You're going to see it. It's gorgeous. You're going to see it every time. Scribble Prints Co. Listen, I ain't never bought from Scribbles Prints Co., but you know how I know what they offer? Because when Print Pression Dude, when Kane sells it, he sells Scribble Prints Co. You know what they offer? Covers, like sticker overlays, sparkly shit. You know what they gave us? Covers and sparkly shit, like a lot of sheets of it. Period. So you and here's another thing that I noticed. I know that a lot of these places or a lot of shops gave prizes, like sponsored big prizes. So I'm not saying that they should have sponsored a big-ass prize, spent money on it, and provided 100 sticker kits or whatever. I'm not necessarily saying that. But I am saying that a sheet that is an inch long and an inch wide, I mean 1 inch long and 3 inches wide, I don't think it's going to give me an adequate idea of what your shop has to offer. I got some really good things like enamel pins or charms. Virgo Whimsy gave us a button. But every time I've gotten something from Virgo Whimsy, it's been a button. I know her shop is going to provide buttons. I know if I need a button made, I can go look there. My bags are decorated in her buttons because that's what she offers, and that's the kind of swag that she gives. But I think, you know, one that I didn't know, I got a bookmark. I've never heard of the shop before. It was a bookmark. Do they sell bookish items? Maybe. I'll have to. Oh, the other shop was the Procrasta Planner. I really, really love her things. She Procrasta Planner, etc.com. I really love her logo, which is an owl. I got one of her owl posters, and it is the one that sits on my desk every single day when I use my coffee. That is what it sits on. That was the other vendor. So, yes, I bought some from everybody, all of them. I need all that. Run me my stuff, okay? The Honeybee Shop provided us with a charm. Jenny Penny Plans. She gave out a little freebie-looking sheet. It looked like her contact cards, and that's how I know of her, because she's made several people's contact cards. So it seemed true to what she had to offer. And so I just, you know, that I think that... I'm not a shop owner, and I don't know materials cost and blah, 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 and maybe the usefulness or what you see as the usefulness. But as a consumer, I can say that I feel as if you're going to provide a freebie, it needs to be a good working example, or swag. Hell, I'm talking about swag too. It needs to be a good working example of what you offer in the shop, a way to make people come see you. Come to my house, come see what I have to offer. And I think that that is just a bigger conversation that needs to be had in the planner community. Because I'm not going to name a shop name, but I was looking at this, there's a sale this weekend. Did you know that? There's a sale this weekend. And in the sale, I, of course, asked about freebies because I've been obsessed with them, like obsessed. Not with getting them, but just the whole idea of them and how to earn them, right? And I was looking at this one shop, and these sapsuckers said to get this little bitty little sheet. Well, first, everybody gets one sheet. Then to get this other little bitty sheet, you can spend $65. Then to get another sheet, you got to spend $100. And then at $200, you can get another sheet. And who the fuck you think? Who? Y'all got me. No. The answer is no. Hell no. I'm not spending $200 to build a freaking kit that I can go find on Etsy for $5. I really just be shopping to support y'all's thinking is, don't do that, because that's the fastest way to run a customer off, or me at least. And I know it's not, listen, I know that when I purchase something, I don't have to get anything, because Walmart ain't going to give you nothing free for spending $200. I get that. But don't try to entice people with something that's so ridiculous in between the thing. Like from 100 to 200, really? I could go buy three $65 things and get three freebies as opposed to just the one. I don't know. It's really been bothering me. I know it's stupid. I know. I mean, you're more than welcome to call in if you think this is dumb, and I will listen to you and laugh at my own self because I know it's ridiculous. But, I mean, that's stupid. $200 for a free little quarter-inch piece of paper, you got me fucked up. Now, let's talk about the ugly. Let's talk about the ugly. It's just got to be said. I was recognized as a member of a team for a certain shop. And initially came up to ask if the shop owner was there. And I was like, not that I know of. Because I didn't know they were supposed to be there. And when I said no, she was like, oh, well, I need to tell you, I haven't gotten my order yet. And I was like, what? She was like, I ordered back in June. And I had sent email after email after email, and I haven't gotten anything, and I didn't want to message you on Facebook about it, and I knew that you would be here, so I just need to know when I'm going to get my stuff. I work hard for my money, and I need my stuff. Now, in the middle of that conversation, somebody else walk up, and they get in on the conversation. And how they had 37 emails between them and the shop owner. Y'all ain't heard me. About not getting their shit. Now listen here. Y'all know I be calling it out because I miss it. I miss it as hell. I don't try to be malicious. I don't try to hurt nobody's feelings. But 37 emails is fucking ridiculous. If you are a shop owner and you cannot rectify someone's problem in 37 emails, you need to give it up. Fund them their money. Baby, that was June, July, August, September, October. That's 4 months. Run them their cash and be done with it. Yeah. Because your PR team or old PR team or whoever should not have to run interference for you, period. Because my name is attached. And so I have to politely be like, no. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I just tell you to use my code. And the funny part is, she over there fussing, and I'm like, did you use my code when you ordered? Because I need to run me my coins, okay? But it's ridiculous. Tiptoe around events and shit for the thought of being bullied because we are affiliated with somebody who's not sending shit off. That's just fucked up, just wrong, and you need to stop it. And I'm going to have another show, and I'm going to call your name out if you don't just stop it. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to call her next week because this is ridiculous. Hold on 1 second. Let's see who's here. Thank you so much for calling. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Erica.
Hey.
Girl, 37, this is Patricia, 37 emails, that's ridiculous. I just think that's just outrageous. I would have left it alone after 2 emails. Either you're going to give me a refund or you're going to send me the product or you don't have the product. Which one? I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
Period.
Me personally. Yeah, me personally, I had a problem with a shop one time, and after I didn't get my stickers, I guess she thought I was lying. I wasn't. She didn't resend the stickers. It was just a done deal. I'm not gonna go back and forth with you. I don't have time for that. I got to do other things. I just never shopped with her again. That's. And I think it was just rude of them to even approach you about it because you're not the shop owner, and that wasn't really the place to do that unless you're really talking in private. You know what I'm saying? In like a corner or something.
No, ma'am. Because not in a corner.
That's what I'm saying. That was the place to do that because we had an event. So if you're not pulling somebody to the side saying, you know, I just want to know, did you know? But, you know, if you're not the shop owner, you really don't know. If you just, you know, affiliate or whatever, you may not know that you're not privy to that information.
Right. I wasn't. You know. And, you know, I felt really bad.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're not privy, so it puts you in a hard spot. It's like, well, I don't know. I'm not doing the orders. I have no clue what's going on. The other thing when you was talking about, little stickers, the
swag.
Sample sheets.
Yeah.
The sample sheets. I think people just give the sample sheets out to be nice. You know what I'm saying? I just think that, I don't know how they came about or whatever, but people kind of give them out just to be nice. But I do feel like if you're going to give a sample sheet, it should be like almost like a contact card. You know, and have the information on it. Or, you know, so people can know where to find you or it has the RV, you know, that code that goes straight to your shop so people know how to get there. You know, they could just, yeah. So I feel like that would be more better than just a little sample sheet. I know my friend, she don't care for those sample sheets because they're too small. And if they're not coming with a kit, like, what you going to do with them? They kind of just become you got some and you're not really using them. So it's just like, if you don't have your, like you said, that code, they take you straight to your shop so people can look around and stuff. Or if you give a sample sheet, like a lot of them do, but not all of them, a discount code to say, hey, you get this much off. People's not going to really, I mean, people may look at them, but how many people are using them? If you take a vote,
you
not
know what?
Too
now
many.
That's the truth. It's the truth. I have seen the ones that give a code. Now that's a good thing. I need to write that down because I didn't think about that. Some of them do give you a code, and will say codes included. Okay, sorry,
yeah.
I had to write
so
that down.
You do that. I think that give people be like an insight to go shop. I do agree with you. Like, some sticker shops I haven't shot with, but I know they style. Like you said, Sugary Pop Fizz, I know she's going to have purple in her thing. Like, her bag that she gave away yesterday, it had diamonds on it. Her stuff is very colorful. Most of the time, she give a little sheet, too, but most of the time, it's a whole kit, kind of. It's small, but it's like a kit,
so
you can really use it.
It's small. Yeah, it's small, but it's going to be a
kit. Because if you don't have a kit, if you don't have a kit, you're not going to really use it, just to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have a whole kit, but, you know, it has to have something that, like some stickers, because we was at the same table yesterday. The thing with Tiffany, okay, the stickers we got, it has Tiffany vibe, you may use that, you know what I'm saying? Because you went to the Tiffany event, you may use those stickers because it had the Tiffany vibe. But if it's something that, you know, like I said, the sample sheets, people just give them out to be freebie just to be nice.
Yeah, and I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
They have extra stuff. Okay, so let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on TableMate gifts? I was waiting on somebody to call so I could just ask them before I even put my 2 cents on it. What do you think about TableMate?
You know what
do you think?
I think me and what's name was talking about yesterday. I was sitting next to everything Angie, and you know she gave out a TableMate gift, and she was like, "Did you like my TableMate gift?" And I had so much stuff, I didn't know who gave what. You know what I'm saying?
I think they nice. Are they necessary? No. But sometimes people feel obligated to give them. My thing is, I don't know what to give you. I want to give you something you're going to use. That's my point. I need to give you something you're going to use, because if you're not going to use it, what's the really sense of giving it to you? You're just going to re-gift it and give it away.
Listen, and I spent so much, not about how much I spent, not like that, but I spent so much time thinking about.
You start to think about it, because I know, my friend, she was doing, you know how people go through their swag and they talk about it, and she had got a pouch. And we had got some pouches yesterday. I got at least 3 pouches. She was like, how many damn pouches I need? You know what I'm saying? She wasn't trying to be rude, but if everybody's giving the same thing, it is like, yeah, how many of those things you going to need? So I'm always, unless you're in a chat, I feel like I need to have an idea of what you're going to like and use.
So,
and then I can give it
some thought.
Go ahead,
right?
Erica.
So yesterday, in my table mate gift, and I know this is not for you, even though you were at the table, because I know you probably saw, like, who the hell gave me that? But you saw my card was in there, right?
Your card was in there. And that's another thing. Sometimes I don't know who gives what, because they don't put their card in nothing either. So you be like, but I know yours because, yeah, your card was in it. You had a lot of stuff in yours.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I had a lot of stuff, but here's what I gave. This is just to show people my thought process. I put in a Dove body cream lotion thingy, a candle, because Breakfast at Tiffany's was all about taking care of yourself, right? And so taking care of yourself is relaxing. Taking care of yourself is, putting a candle, cutting a candle on, and it kind of matched. Then it was like a cork board, because that was planner related. And then the sticker sheets, because they were planner related. I would have never picked the cork board initially, but it's something that can be useful. You can stick it on your refrigerator, put some thumbtacks in it, put some notes. I wanted everything to be useful. Mm-hmm. And what else was an O and a pen with a pearl on the top and a hair bow? Now, does everybody have hair? That's the goddamn lootly not. Will you give the hair bow away? Probably. Is it something you're going to wear all the time? Probably not. But it went with the theme, right? So
it went with your theme.
So it went with it. Like, my thought process, I'm going to go to SGS next month, and I'm like, am I going to do table mate? Yes, I want to. I'm thinking, these are a few of my favorite things. This is my thought process, a washi, a pen, things that you may use, things I kind of use as a planner girl. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep it simple.
I think that is really smart.
I know Beatrice, when I went to Tiffany's event, she had a postcard. She made it with washi. And she had a little note like, oh, nice to meet you, I'm Beatrice. You can find me at Instagram, this and this and that. And she gave crayons, a coloring sheet, and she was saying these are some of my favorite things. And I like that idea. So I was thinking
a few of my favorite things.
You
can go to Applebee's and steal it. Steal some crayons.
I was thinking like a few of my favorite things. Stick of glue. She went over the things she gave. She gave fuzzy socks, a scrunchie, I think coffee, because coffee's her thing. I think she gave coffee's her thing. So you would get that with her, like you when she gave that, you like, oh yeah, this is a reputation of her. She had a little coffee cup. I think she gave 5 things. Scrunchie, 5 things she used as she planned. You put your hair up. You got fuzzy socks at home. You're playing and you're drinking your coffee. I like that. I got that when she went over it in her video. I'm like, that speaks to her. That will remind me of her if I was at her table, I'd be like, this is Nicole. You know what I'm saying? So, want to give things
like
that people remind you. Yeah, you like that idea that reminds you that we're trying to remember how some remember you or something they're going to use. I see it that way.
Something that they're going to help remember you or something they're going to use.
Okay, so next weekend, look at me trying to get a help.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to that next weekend.
Yes, next weekend I'm going to the Planner Ladies event, and it's a Greece-themed event. You ever seen Greece?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like Greece. So they're going to have the jackets and the skirts.
Yeah, some of us got jackets. I don't know if I got one. But, yeah, so Pink Ladies, I think I'm going to order me a little pencil skirt to wear. You know, white shirt, just, you know, cute. Anyway, so I've been thinking, I got some fuzzy socks, and I got these little pink notebooks that look kind of leather.
Oh, that's cute.
And so I thought that would be cute. Yeah, I thought that would be cute, and I need something else to go with it, but I don't want to spend a whole lot of money because I'm driving up, and I got to get a hotel. And I don't want to spend as much as I did for Augusta. So, baby.
Maybe chapstick or something like that.
Perfect.
I'm thinking of lipstick, but chapstick I think is good because in the movie, you know, they have a night where they're doing makeup or something like that.
Yeah, because she was a beauty school dropout. Perfect. Beauty school dropout. Okay. All right. There you go.
And chapstick is something you can use all the time, too. Chapstick, lip gloss, whatever one.
And I have some more of those beauty things that I got because I love them. I buy them for myself. I have one in every purse that I change, too.
Really?
Because they... love those things. They're so convenient. Keep them in the car, and they're not like, it's not like a bottle. It's not going to squeeze out in your purse.
Let me tell you, Erica, I thought the event was very, very good. That was my first time going to Planners of Tiffany. It was a lovely event. I ain't going to lie. It was very nice.
Okay, so what was your favorite part?
I thought everything was very thought out. I thought everything was very organized. I love the lunches in the box because I think that gave them time that, you know, admins to eat too instead of serving. You know, after you've been doing that event, you start thinking of better ways of doing things. Everything was color coordinated. The admins, I think it was about five of them, right? I think it was about five or six.
Mm-hmm.
Five or six, so they have a good amount of people on hand to help out so you don't feel overwhelmed, you know what I'm saying? But I think it went well. And Tish, I never heard of Tish before, but she did a great, I mean, her energy was just great. You could tell she's a very calm person.
Yes.
And you could get that from her genuine. You get that from her. And she did wonderful. Nicole always does great.
Yes, she does.
She's been speaking lately at a lot of events. A lot of people like her. She's very people-friendly, you know what I'm saying? Very genuine,
and
too. And that's what
smile.
You want.
She
you want to
come with the high energy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's her most definitely. Very genuine. A lot of people like her. She did her coffee bar, which she did at Tiffany event, a coffee bar, which is, like I said, that's her. That's her thing. So, I'm very happy for her. I had a great time. I thought it went well, very well. I gave it, like, when you go on a scale from 1 to 10, it was like an 8 in my book.
I loved it. I'm so glad that it wasn't just me. And I'm glad that somebody else called in because I know people think I'm Captain Save-A-Ho. I'll take up with somebody in a heartbeat. But I'm glad that they get to hear it from somebody else who actually was there and was able to see it. I'm telling you, the tables were phenomenal.
Yeah, the tables was nice.
I love
the tables. Nice. I like all the picture spots. She had plenty. They had plenty of photo ops everywhere. I love the signs they had on the table. They kind of
glowed or something that lighted up or whatever.
Oh,
those signs was very pretty. Those was very pretty, very elegant. They did a wonderful job. It was really, I enjoyed it. It was worth my money, too, because
yes.
I feel like for the prizes they give out, that their ticket price could be higher.
Girl, them prizes,
they
right?
Give, yeah.
Prizes, they gave out a tablet. I mean, these stackable things they gave out, their Starbucks nuggets, little suitcase. I mean, the stuff they was giving out wasn't stuff you're going to see on the everyday. You got to go search and find those things. Those will show the Hobby Lobby, pick that up. Some of those things, you have to really search it out to find it.
You had to look for
it. Has.
So what's the next planner event after SGS? When am I going to see you again?
Girl, we can always see each other because, you know, we live right here in good old Georgia. But I don't know what's the next planner event. I was talking to a lady yesterday I met, and that was my first time meeting her. It was her first event. And it's so many events. I always feel like, how do you choose from the events? Is PlannerCon in D.C. is Chicago have a Chicago Planner event is coming up. It's around the same time as SGMS. You know what I'm saying? So it's so many. Go Wild is in what, March or April?
Yeah. I know everybody goes.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't go.
Most
to
people
go to
Go
Wild.
I haven't went either because, you know, that ticket is very costly.
Very.
Very. And I wanna go.
Bacchantonic Designs and event.
Huh?
Next year it'll be in August. It'll be right here in Georgia. You gotta come. It's a weekend event. You gotta come.
Who's having an event?
Vacantonic Designs.
Oh, D. Oh, yeah, I gotta go to D event. I love D. I like her energy too. I really like D.
You gotta come.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun.
I'm gonna have to come. And then, you know, who does the planner cruise? Who's those people? She did Atlanta last year. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's a daughter and mama.
Were you
I was
there
at Blue Atlanta.
I did not meet you there.
Yeah, we met. I saw you, remember? Yeah, you was there. Oh, I like when they do an event. They do good events, too.
Yeah,
I think
can't wait
from
to
Texas.
See them this weekend.
I think they're from Texas, so... There's so many events, you can't make it to all. You just pick and choose which one suits you because I think the next one after SGMS is Shanice's event, Planners and Tacos. Hers is in February.
Oh, did you get a ticket?
No, I did not. Her sold out very quickly. And I didn't get her ticket only because I was like, I want to go to Go Wild. Did you get a ticket?
I got a ticket to Galentine's.
Oh, Galentine's, that's what it is. Yeah, Galentine's. Yeah, hers know me so out very quickly. I heard it's a great event. I haven't been to Galentine's, but hers is probably the next one after S-Team and SLS because that's in November. Hers is in February. Tiffany has hers in, I think, August. It's so many events, honey.
It is. It is too many. I appreciate you calling so much. If this is your cell number, I wrote it down, and I'm going to send you a text. Be sure to go look on Facebook and join The Realist so that you can find out the behind the scenes between, you know, Real Talk, Real Plans.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Too. I'm going to text you my number.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Thanks for calling. See, y'all, I wasn't even lying. Y'all thought I was lying, didn't you? I wasn't. I told you. It was fun. We are winding down. Okay, so that was the only ugly at the event. Overall, the event was amazing. The event was amazing. The Georgia Planters and Crafters did the damn thing for their signature event, Planters at Tiffany's. This time it was the return. You hear me? Shout out to the vendors. Shout out to all the people that I met, all the people that let me take pictures with them. Shout out to my hair that had a mind of its own. It had just got pressed the day before, but you know how this weather is up here in Atlanta. They don't care. They don't care about me getting my hair pressed. They don't care nothing about that. It just said, I'm going to do what I do. So my hair was hairing in all the pictures. And so shout out to it. I appreciate that. Be sure to check me out on Facebook at Real Talk Real Plans. You can join my Facebook group, The Realist, if you like to see behind-the-scene posts, behind-the-scene pics. Shout out to Sherry for buying me a coffee. You are more than welcome to go to my LinkedIn tree in my bio to buy me a coffee. It helps me go to events so that I can tell you about them. It helps me buy stickers. It helps me keep the show on the air because, duh, you love it, right? You know, even if you can't donate, you know what you can do? You can share, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Be where? Wait, what? Okay, sorry. I was so easily distracted. So, yes, join The Realist. Read a book. Talk to a friend. Buy a coffee. Send me a DM if you like. You can tell me what you liked about the show, what you liked about the event. Message me, call me. It don't even matter. Send me a smoke signal. I'll see it. Again, thank you all for your well wishes. Thank you for the congratulations. I'm going to go pick me up a chip tomorrow. So just be ready to get tired of it. And be on the lookout because I'm going to go live soon, real soon. I almost went live tonight for my hair look a mess. But be on the lookout. I'm going to go live soon and show off some of this stuff that I got. I appreciate you all so much for keeping it real with me and hanging out with me tonight for Riri Rambles Volume 2. Now, for the best part, the giveaway. If you know where Coco is, where in the world is Coco this week? If you know where Coco is, slide in my DM and tell me, and I'll let you know if you're the winner. And the second, I'll give you another question, too. Tell me the next place you think Coco is going to go. I don't know if you watched her stories or mine, but she gave a hint. So I need to know where she is this week, and where do you think the next place she is going? As always, we are messy, not malicious. Oh, wait a minute. Did I tell y'all they was on the hashtag? Shout out to you, Ava, for being the queen of petty, posting our picture in the group with the hashtag messy, not malicious. Shout out to Aisha, messy, not malicious. I love it. I love it. We're going to take it around the world because that's what we are. We just like a little mess sometimes, but we ain't trying to hurt nobody. We ain't malicious like that. So y'all be easy. Take care. I love you, and bye.
Last night I saw you standing. I saw you started breathing.